From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A Thunderbirds jet that crashed in Colorado Springs after flying over the Air Force Academy's commencement ceremony last week has been removed. Workers used a crane to lift the largely intact plane onto a flatbed truck. The aircraft will be stored at a hangar on Peterson Air Force Base, where investigators will carefully go over it. Major Alex Turner was forced to eject from the F-16 shortly after Thursday's demonstration. Representatives from colleges and universities are in Colorado Springs for the inaugural Rocky Mountain Campus Safety Summit this week. As KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, the conference focuses on sexual assault and violence on college campuses.
Kansas-based nonprofit JANA's campaign organized the summit. Kelly Parker directs the Colorado branch of the organization. She says sexual assault is a widespread issue that comes in many forms, and it is one of the most underreported crimes.
The great thing is that campuses are really wanting to make a difference and wanting to do the right things to keep their communities safe. And so we're excited to get people together in a room to figure out exactly how to do that.
The event consists of a series of workshops and talks given by doctors, advocates, and educators. Attendees include people from nearly 60 colleges across the country. Parker says this is the inaugural Rocky Mountain Campus Safety Summit, and JANA's campaign plans to make it an annual event. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The event is hosted by Colorado College, which is KRCC's licensee. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.